In 1910, when Magritte was 12, the family made its last move to a house near the river in the industrial town of Châtelet, about 50 kilometers from Brussels. Of all the childhood experiences which fed Magritte's art, what happened here was the most painful. His mother, quite unexpectedly, drowned herself in the river. A friend of Magritte has described what happened. She was sharing her room with her youngest child. Finding he was alone, in the middle of the night he woke the family. Noticing footprints on the doorstep and the pavement outside, they traced them to a bridge over the River Sambre. Magritte's mother had thrown herself into the water. When her body was retrieved, her face was enveloped in her nightdress. It was never known whether she had covered her eyes so as not to see the death she'd chosen, or if the current had covered her in this way. Another memory was of a holiday staying with relatives in the small country town of Soigny.
When I was a child, I used to play with a little girl in the old disused cemetery of a country town. We'd explore the vaults by working open the heavy iron doors. Once, when we climbed back up into the daylight, there was an artist who'd come here from the city. He was painting a picturesque avenue of trees and crumbling stone columns.